Penguin Audio presents The House of Guyon by Anne Bishop. Read by Eric Sinistvedt. Chapter 1. Waning Moon. Ashk, Bretonwood's Lady of the Woods, wandered the familiar woodland trails of her clan's old place. Neil, distant kin to her, despite his human face, walked beside her. She saw questions in his blue eyes, but he kept the silence she'd held since she came to his cottage early that morning and asked him to accompany her. These trails knew her tread, both her human feet and the pads of the Shadowhound that was her other form. And she knew the trails. She didn't want to leave Bretonwood, but she had to. Had to keep her heart and mind on the task ahead. Whether or not she could do that depended on the young man who walked beside her. At the end of the trail, she hesitated a moment before walking into the sunlit meadow. A favorite place, a special place, where her grandfather had taken her to play and to learn to be a lady of the woods. And later, although she wasn't aware of it at the time, to be the Green Lord and the Hunter. He was buried in that meadow, right where he'd fallen after her arrow pierced his heart. A swift death that honored the old Lord of the Woods, rather than the lingering, soul-wasting death that the Night Hunter bites would have caused him. The Fae put up.